apa saja. Kita begini, kita ambil, kita lihat. Apa kalau kita contoh dan lain-lain. Apa yang cukup apa pun dalam ruang ini. Contohnya, mengenai jenis yang lain, jika berapa banyak faktor sudah diukur dan pasti. Maklum itu ini adalah bintang yang kita miliki. Ibu bapa mesti menjadi operasi. Ya, operasi kami tanggung untuk menghadapi problem global yang komunikasi itu, ekspor itu, two bills that are the first one the commonly known central offensive and the minimum service. I consulted the department what are those bills the following? Yeah, you know, Mr. Wadeving, the tender I have from the office to set you. You know, from the tender from Germany, where they are talking about making some comment about you. I went through the documents every year of you. Para ver que la gente puede ser una elección. O sea, que yo sé que se quiere ver que se quiere. Pero aquí le dije un poco a hacer. Etcétera, no, es un poco de hacer. Se hizo el video de eso. Pero usted por favor, por último, la pana y los dos. Es un poco de miedo, ¿no? En la chaca es joven. Cuando usted por favor, por qué va a decir a usted para yo, yeah, welcome to our delegate, welcome to Michigan. We are blessed today for this Northern Language tonight. In our group of workers, in America, here is who's a native. It's welcome to us. I'm glad to be in our meeting. That's why I can see you. This is the time you don't do. You miss it, then that's it. I think it's also. First of all, thank you. Then we'll go to that, and then from there, then we'll have some questions there. Then we'll go to the reason. Then we'll go to the minimum sentence. If you have that, then we'll go to continue the second sentence there. And then we'll do the third thing. Over to you. Okay, why they are confused with the technology? For me, my lady is here. Still for days in the country on duty. So I think that's ready to see you. So we can go there. This is the team, our country. And in the country, I gave you. It's also marido de toda la familia, pero no, porque no tiene nada. No quiero para usted, no quiero para usted. En el tiempo de la semana, a un principio de humor, se dice que cuando hoy no se va a ver, un buen dinero con la vida, se va. Ya, yo puedo ver la familia de esto al lado, y en el fin, después de haberlo. No sé si es un peligro. Igual que la segunda España es un peligro. No hay un segundo de vos.
¡Ya dice! ¡Ja, ja, ja, ja! ¡Ja, 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 ja,
and my colleague Lee Khan is suffer no rights in being here. Our other colleagues from Red Crisis and from Red Camp and the World Freedom Center, unfortunately, in India today, which is probably a good thing if it's very much over our members of the committee. And we didn't want to do that. We are going to say that apologies, unfortunately, are out there today. What I do want to say is that these organizations bring together a range of experiences in terms of research, as well as the right services to rights survivors and strong survivors, strong victims of sexual assault and abuse. And we bring together our experience and our research to give you the submission that we bring today. We've been doing research on reservoir form basically since 1994. And we've been involved in the victims in the sexual census role pretty much since the first of July. We've been involved with the board form and with the parliamentary process since the beginning of the process. That's why we know the name and names and the rest very, very well. And we're not necessarily saying that what we're saying is correct, but we have been part of the process for a very long time. What we have been speaking about today, which basically is going to help us highlight, obviously it's going to be available, but we're not going to say it's going to be completely different. I'm sorry, sir.
No, thanks.
We have to keep our back.
No, thanks.
You'll find the content of the submission. What I want to do really is to go into details to our submission. So my presentation is really an ad for you to go back to the submission and do that in detail. I'm going to be speaking about a couple of topics. And then I'll hand over to my colleague, and then he is going to wrap up. The first issue that I want to speak about is the topic of people with disability. Now, maybe before I do that, you might ask, what is it that we want you to do with this book? Do we want you to start out what the National Assembly has done over a couple of years, and to many sessions and public hearings about the new article? Do we want you to make more technical changes? Why on the internet? I mean, why are the family troubles? You see, as we go along, that we don't want you to new article. I don't think any of us has strong or the energy to go through that process again. And it's also not just about making technical changes. In some instances, it will be about looking at tools that the National Assembly didn't have time for before it finalized the vote. For example, we can make a submission on the rights of persons with disabilities right towards the end of the National Assembly process. And although they have been finalizing the process, they think the chairperson and so on says they will pass that on to the interim team, but forward it up to the interim team for the interim conduct that works. So that's one example. It was a question of the National Assembly not trying to deal with that. So that's one example where we're just going on and doing something that they want to try to resolve. There might be other instances where we feel that perhaps the National Assembly portfolio committee didn't address is an issue in enough detail, and we might want to see with that. We can also include that as well. Because we don't see the committee as just rubber stamping what the National Assembly did. But we also know that it's going to go out the window and tell us something. So that's why we should be So, the question of the right of persons with disabilities. If you go through your submission, you see first the interpretation clause and then the interpretation clause. on lot of personal interpretation. So it can be either done by inserting reference to personal disability way of justice, or by having a general clause, as we discussed here, in our submission. The general one that might refer to the last aspect of that operation. Then the final references are often recommended to consider. Chapter 4 of the Act deals with sexual offenders and persons with mental disabilities. Now, we feel that there is a particular omission, and that is where caregivers of persons with mental disabilities commit sexual offenses against persons with mental disabilities. This happens very often in the last data world institutions, for example, in mental health institutions. And although there is already an offense in Chapter 4 against the caregiver, that is only where a caregiver permits or allows sexual exploitation to happen with a mentally disabled person. So we are asking for a more detailed offense to be put into the law. And we're also asking that where some of the existing offenses is committed by a caregiver, that we find that more evidence, because the caregiver is wanting to abuse a position of trust. So that's what we refer to here when we say that we can make a more detailed submission to the committee. But we think that we still refer to the UK Education Committee Act, which is why we have a staff that. But we can learn to make details. It might be necessary to look at the definition of caregiver that is already in the Act, because that definition might be a little bit too broad at the start of the moment. But we do think that it's important to look at the offenses against persons with mental disabilities, because we do think that they are gaps at the moment. At the moment, the sex offenses are not defined as commercial sexual exploitation, in other words, where it is committed under law, and not where it is just exploitation by a caregiver of that condition of trust. In other words, where by criteria of the person and that abuse that position by without the